Coming up on Central Time, we'll continue our Wisconsin Legends series with a conversation about baseball player Andy Pafko of the Milwaukee Braves.
First, though, students at Riverside University High School in Milwaukee dressed in orange and gathered outside their school this morning to protest the mandatory use of metal detectors in the building.
The protest was organized by the youth group of Voces de la Frontera, a group called YES, which stands for Youth Empowered in the Struggle. They say the new metal detectors make them feel more like prisoners than students. They chanted, "Scholars, not suspects," as students headed to class for the day.
Joining us now to talk about the protest are Francisca Meraz and Hassan Haider. Francisca is a youth organizer at YES and a student at UW-Milwaukee. Hassan is a YES leader and a senior at Riverside High School. And Francisca, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Hassan, glad to have you with us as well.
Hi, yes, how are you?
Well, Francisca, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about this protest and what occasioned it. Why did it happen this morning?
I think someone would be better for that question, actually, but to give a little bit of background, this year, many MPS high schools started their mandatory metal detectors and, like, book bag searches and all of that every day. In previous years, it had only been random searches, and then this year it started across all different MPS high schools, including at Riverside. It was new. And then I think Hassan should be able to tell you a little bit about why students felt the need to do this today.
Sure. Hassan, why today? What happened?
So today we were protesting about, you know, having these metal detectors removed from school because students feel, you know, obligated that this is not the right way to go about the safety of the school. We came up with the line, "We are scholars, not suspects," because, you know, the way we are being treated through these metal scans feel as if we are criminals and we've done something wrong, and it's absolutely unfair to the students. So we were chanting outside and trying to get the attention of the Milwaukee School Public Schools Board to get a community hearing so we could not exactly reappeal it per se, but to get, you know, an idea of what we can do to make measures that make it more safe to be in school, except for these daily checks at Riverside, because it's been it's impacted the school environment a lot.
How has it impacted them? What changes now when you go to school?
Well, since we have these daily metal detector checks, every single day when students come up, you have to go through this metal detector. Students frequently show up late to their first hour of class. Students are a lot, like, you know, skipping a lot more class lately, and, you know, the halls have been a lot more chaotic throughout the school. Before we had these daily mandatory scans implemented, when students came in, we were able to clear the halls in an orderly fashion. Students were in class and doing what they're supposed to do. These metal detectors have, you know, given a big impact on this instructional time for that first hour period of students who, you know, have classes that first hour. You know, a lot of students are skipping now, so as you can see, the metal detectors are kind of a nuisance in that case. Teachers can't get through their lessons because their students aren't in class.
So why are students skipping, though, if they have nothing to hide? What's the connection?
Well, it's not exactly that they're trying to hide. It's like once they go through the, you know, metal detectors and they're already late to their class, they feel as if, you know, well, why do I have to go to class anyway? I'm already late, you know, I might as well just not go and just go directly to my second hour when the second hour bell rings. You know, it's that type of mentality that, you know, some students have, unfortunately. But, you know, before that, when students were just able to come in, you know, if they came in a couple minutes late, they were still able to make it to their first hour of class before, you know, anything like that were to happen. So we were able to clear the halls, you know, administration and security guards were able to clear the halls a lot easier because of, you know, there being a certain amount of security guards on each floor. But now, since we have these checks, all the security guards are located on the two entrances where we have these metal detector checks going on, where there are not enough adults on each floor to supervise what is going on each of the floors at our school. So students are kind of left alone to do things.
And Francisca, how did YES get involved with the protest?
YES has chapters in about 12 different Milwaukee and Racine, and so our students us with this concern this year. We weren't aware right away that MPS had implemented the metal detector searches in so many of the schools this year, and so the students came to us and said that they needed to do something about it. And I think Hassan was the student who came up with the term "scholars, not suspects." Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was really them that they had already had petitions circulating. They already had all this momentum, and we knew that we couldn't let it go to waste. That we had to work with them to make sure that something happened.
Hassan, do most of your classmates, just as a rough estimate, do they agree with you about the metal detectors, or are there students out there who think, you know, maybe this is necessary to be safe, this is the world we live in now, and this is the new reality?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of students agree with what the VOSIS and what we're protesting about. Of course, we're going to have some people opposing the idea of what we're doing. But a really big point we'd like to bring out is, like, how are the metal detectors going to make the students more safe? If somebody comes to school with a weapon with killer intent to do harm to another student, I don't believe metal detectors are going to stop that student from doing what they want to do. A lot of students have said, you know, out of the many years they've been in this school, I myself being a junior, I've been in the school for 3 years. I can say for myself that I feel a lot more unsafe with these metal detectors here than I have in the past when they were not here, you know, because I can definitely see a student trying to challenge the system, you know, saying, okay, what are you guys going to do about it? I'll come in and, you know, try to create a scene or create something that everybody will dislike, of course.
And you've also said that you've been racially profiled at these checkpoints. What happened then?
Yes, on two different occasions I've been racially profiled at Riverside during the checks. The first time was actually the first day of the checks. I was behind two other young men, and when they went through, they beeped through the metal detector, and the security guards neglected to check them or search them. As they did, they just let them go through. When I walked through, I also beeped, and it was because I had my wallet full of change in my back pocket. So, you know, I beeped, and he asked me what was in my what I had. So I took my wallet out and told him that I had, you know, change in the wallet. That is why it beeped. So he took my wallet. He told me to step aside, and he went through everything I had in my wallet. He told me to take my jacket off, my backpack off. He made me take my shoes and socks off and pretty much checked everything I had. And I felt very, very offended because, you know, me being from a Bangladeshi and a half Bangladeshi, half Indian descent, I've gotten many types of, you know, racial slurs about me being a terrorist and things, you know, getting random checks and being pulled out of line and stuff. So I told him that this is a racial profile. You know, why did you not check the other students who beeped just as I did the way you're checking me? And they would not give me a reply. They just told me to move along after the check was over.
And I want to ask you both real quickly, we're just about out of time, but do you think that you've gotten the attention of the Milwaukee School District? Francisca,
yes.
Sure, Hassan, go ahead.
We just, right after the protest, we got word from central office, I believe, that we got the community hearing we wanted. They said we'll get a community hearing for this topic. We just don't have a date set for that.
And Francisca, anything, you know, that you want the students to do as they organize, as they move forward? Was this an example of an effective protest?
I think so. I think that along with the school board hearing, the first one that we had, we were able to get the school board to agree that we needed a community hearing on this. And now with all the momentum that was built up at this protest today, the students are definitely aware that there is something that they do have a voice. And that there is something that can be done. So I think right now is a very critical moment for students like Hassan and other student organizers in the school to harness that energy and to encourage students to get involved, come to the hearings, and be able to voice their opinions about their safety.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining us today. Francisca, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Hassan, thanks to you, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We've been talking to Francisca Meraz, a youth organizer at Youth Empowered in the Struggle and a student at UW-Milwaukee, and Hassan Haider, YES leader and senior at Riverside University High School.
You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. Rob Ferret here, Veronica Rickett over there. Jean Purcell joins us now, sitting in between us, because it's our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile, maybe about the state you live in, when you tune in. Now's the time to put a value on that. Your gift is vital to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a big part of what keeps us going. Make a pledge now by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And it's easy to make a pledge, and we know, because last hour we heard from 39 new and returning members to Wisconsin Public Radio, and thanks to all of you for those pledges. Right now, a brand new hour is before us and a brand new goal, but some good news, because we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, all the way up to $3,400. This match is from some generous donors from Cable, Oshkosh, and Lake Mills, just their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So get your pledge doubled right now. We think it's a great opportunity. Here you can do it online at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you make your community a little better place because you're an engaged, informed citizen. When you give to WPR, you're doubling the good you do.
Absolutely. That's because WPR is listener-supported, and that means that your financial support is the very foundation of our budget here. It's your support that makes this incredible service available to you and the entire state all the time. So pledge now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Reason number one to give to WPR is to support the programming, to keep these conversations coming to you each and every day. Here's a little added something going on just this hour. It's the Chocolatarian Sampler from the Chocolatarian on Madison's East Side. We're going to be talking about chocolate in just a little bit. Ask for your Chocolatarian sample when you give $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month. Ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552.
You know, we've all had that experience when we've been on vacation, been out of town for a while, or maybe your car radio didn't work for a while. That happens, too, when you felt like something was missing, when you couldn't hear Wisconsin Public Radio for a while. And then, all of a sudden, you got WPR back, and you had that great feeling of familiarity.
Yeah, we hear that all the time from people who moved away from Wisconsin and then moved back and realized what they had been missing. When you see how happy you are to have those familiar voices, the familiar programs back, that's when you realize how important Wisconsin Public Radio is in your life. The best way to keep it here is to support it with your dollars. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now when we travel, I've got WPR's app for the iPhone. We listen to WPR all the time we're driving, 14, 15 hours a day sometimes, all across the country. This station has by far the best programming of any public radio station I've found anywhere in the country. This is prime programming. People should know that. People should be aware of it. People should know that there's something really intelligent happening right here in our midst. When we gave annually, you got a good feeling when you wrote the check. Now, as a sustainer, I'm reminded monthly. It does make you feel a bit more a part of the process, more a part of the entire effort to put intelligent programming on the air. We like the idea that we're putting our money where our values are. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
All right, Bruce, thank you so much. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rob Ferret here with Gene Purcell asking for your support of WPR during our fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $5 a month or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, we've got that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from generous donors in cable, Oshkosh and Lake Mills. We've also got, just to update you on the goal, 33 pledges to go before 4 o'clock. So with this dollar-for-dollar match, your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 into $200, and so on. So get your pledge matched dollar-for-dollar. Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Already partway there, $500 toward that match of $3,200. Don't leave that on the table. Double your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.